You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'm joined on the phone by Daniel Johan of Salvia Palth. Thanks so much for chatting.
No problem.
This is the second Salvia Palth record, and we haven't had a release from this project since 2013, with the exception of a remaster of that first record, which came out in 2016. And there have been other projects you've worked on over the past, wee while. What has making music been like for you the past 10 years?
Well, it's, to me, it's not necessarily like there's a huge break between these, aesthetically or sonically between a lot of these projects. I mean, I kind of just have two kind of main paradigms that I work in, one being alternative rock made by myself, and then the other being electronic music for a much more niche audience. That's kind of how I've always viewed it. Ever since I started making the second kind of music,
Are you a music fan, I guess, of varying genres? I guess, yeah, I can kind of see from your different projects there's the potential there for quite a bit of engagement in different genres. Talk to me about that. How do you, how do you define, the projects that you do and the kind of the styles of music that you want to explore?
When I was a teenager, very early teenager, first starting to get into music, I would kind of draw a line in the sand, right? I would only listen to what I viewed to be alternative rock. And then, as I got older, kind of started to realize that line that I was drawing was increasingly blurry, with things like Beck's Midnight Vultures or Odelay, where it's, what I thought I was hearing at first was a full band, and then you realize, oh, this is all samples. And then you're like, okay, well, that's a valid way of working. I think, I've always been on the lookout for new ways of enjoying myself as far as listening to music goes, and I don't really enjoy listening to the same thing over and over. That's the core of it, I think, for me. And that extends out to my output as well. I want to give other people part of that kind of experience that I want to feel. With music.
This latest album, Last Chance to See, talk us through the scope of this album. I mean, you having not released new music for this project specifically, what was the scope of this album? Were you working on it for quite a number of years and kind of the writing and recording process?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a function of having gone to university, really. So, I was writing music all throughout, going to the New Zealand School of Music. And ultimately, each year I would get better and better at recording, and then, slowly developed a practice that is, I think, kind of unique as far as studio recording practices go. I'm trying to figure out ways to do things on an even larger scale now, but even simpler.
With your first album, I guess sonically, you're kind of leaning into that kind of DIY and kind of that kind of aesthetic of And it's hard to kind of explain, but definitely the kind of the DIY aspect of that. And while this next record, it feels like you're kind of staying true to that, but a lot of the kind of production and the recording style is definitely kind of a lot more polished. Do you think that is that something that you were looking to kind of achieve for the new record, or is that kind of just inherently as you know as you learn and as you're, especially because you recorded this album, is that mostly self recorded by you?
Entirely, yeah. I mean, I don't see the point in. I mean, I can't get a better sound than on my own out of studios or anything. The only real purpose of recording in a studio at this point is if you've got a really loud band. And no, I don't have that yet. I just, you know, record everything on my own.
So reflecting on when you were kind of first recording the first album, how has that evolved? How have you, what kind of, are you still using similar techniques and styles to how you were recording for the first album, or have you kind of taken a different approach with this latest one?
Well, it's all a continuum to me, right? So when I created Melancholy, I wasn't thinking, you know, here is a lo-fi album of music. What I was thinking was, here's an album of music made to the best of my abilities. Just so happened that my abilities weren't that high because I was very young, you know, very naive, and had no real idea what I was hearing. And then, you know, I've always wanted to do stuff myself. I prefer to do a lot of it myself, and then just got better at it and better at it. And that's, you know, that's to me, I'd rather that than try and recreate the same sound over and over again, because as I said, you know, that's, to me, I'm not interested in an artist that do that. Very rarely am I a fan of any band that has a consistent sound throughout their discography. Like, it's not, you know, outside of hip hop, it's not really something I look for. And it, yeah, it turns me off in a lot of cases if a band is so consistent that they have a real sound that doesn't shift, doesn't evolve.
I kind of like the fact that you have such kind of control over the recording process, especially if you're trying to really succeed in a specific sound or just way of working, in terms of reflecting the songwriting and the recording. It's kind of an interesting thing to think about. Do you have any main collaborators that you relied on or worked on with this latest album at all?
Well, by necessity, yeah. I mean, I'm not a drummer. Only just started, you know, just recently got the space to get a drum kit, so I've got a drum kit and I'm kind of teaching myself now. So, you know, all of the music so far, or, you know, a good majority of it, a couple of songs on Melancholy I played drums for myself, but pretty much all of it is... you know, the Melancholy era was Ike Zwanekin, who did the mastering for this new album, who's, you know, my oldest friend, Gordon Bay. And then on the new album is Samuel Austin, who's mostly a kind of actor, if anyone's looking for an actor, you know. But he does drums as well for Vera Allen. And yeah, it was good process, but it's mostly just, you know, me. I would come in with a demo that already has drums on it, and then he'd have to painstakingly record to what I've already recorded, which is basically a horrible process for a drummer, I think.
I love the sonic progression, comparing the latest release to Melancholy. There's definitely a strong connection between both sonically, but the latest record definitely feels a lot more polished in terms of production, but you know, you're still kind of staying true to that first record. What were some of the key differences between creating this album versus the first one?
Well, again, you know, for me, it's more of a continuum. Like, the name means nothing to me. So as far as the rock music that I've produced, there's kind of four major rock albums that I've put out. Two of which are, you know, not major in the sense that anyone's listening to them, but major in the sense that they're an evolution of what I was doing with recording. The first being an album called The Earth Betrayed as God's Empty House, which was released under my own name before Melancholy, and that kind of has certain elements of the same kind of style. And then there was an album that came out between Winter and Melancholy that was a lot more focused, that I lost the masters to kind of very close to finishing, called Winter, that I put out under my own name in the end. And you know, like that, as far as I'm concerned, there is kind of a direct trajectory through those albums as the, that would make sense as far as someone who's trying to understand how to get better at production.
I'm interested to hear if you'll be able to perform or play any live performances for supporting this album. Is this a project that you've kind of shared live in the past, or purely a kind of recording, kind of online project?
I've had very, very bad experiences, you know, just as far as, back when I was actually trying to play shows and make money off shows, but virtually no one was interested in this kind of music. You know, I couldn't get any gigs, no one was booking me. Maybe I was going about it in a very terrible way, I don't know, but the whole industry is so opaque that you can't even tell. I have no experience as far as performing live, and that's the main kind of issue for me right now, is that yes, I would like to perform these songs live, but I don't have a band and I don't have any real memory for songs. Like, you know, I am a songwriter first and foremost. I kind of just sit down and write a song and then forget about it as soon as it's been written. And then on top of that, I'm not even particularly talented at playing the guitar and singing at the same time. You know, I'm kind of, one or the other is kind of more the way my brain works. So it's a lot of things to think about. But, you know, long story short, yes, I would like to play it live, but I've just kind of been turned off at many points from honing that part of my craft, and so I need a lot of help, you know. That's basically my view on it. If I'm going to try and play this stuff live, I need, you know, a full band that's far more talented and experienced than me, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Stay next to me tonight.
So the new album's come out. We've kind of, you know, there's been a big gap, obviously, with the releases. Is this for the Salvia Palth project? Is this something that you kind of see continuing? Is this kind of the end of an era per se? Are there any kind of future upcoming plans post this album release?
Well, as far as, you know, the name is concerned, I'm not attached to it. I'm not opposed to it. You know, it's I used this name kind of, again, just out of, you know, to try and give some respect to the people who are actually still listening, really. You know, it's like, there's a lot of people there and they want to hear new music from this group that is not really a group at all. It's just still me, it's all me. So, yeah, as far as, you know, what is the future for the group Salvia Palth? I think it's, you know, not really worth even speculating, because, you know, if it feels right, I'll put something else out. If it doesn't, then I won't. And if I end up touring under this name, then I will. If I don't tour under this name, I'll still play plenty of the songs, you know, because these are my songs, you know, these are the ones that I wrote. So, you know, whatever happens, so I'm attached to them. Yeah.
Was Daniel Johan, aka Salvia Palth, chatting with Kedia Patterson about the brilliant new album from Salvia Palth called Last Chance to See, which we've been listening to tracks from the whole time. This one is called Still I Struggle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.